All right, so let's continue in the Chazon Ish. I apologize for the time delay today. I appreciate everyone who was able to make it. So we are continuing in the Chazon Ish. We're in Perek Beis. We're talking now a little bit more on topic, a little bit more on specifically on Emunah and Bitachon. And yesterday we were talking about how that part of Bitachon is recognizing that things don't happen randomly and that everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that therefore the more a person has Emunah inculcated in himself, so the more a person's going to be able to push away the fears and the concerns that a person has during dangerous times. It's not gonna grip you. The fear is not gonna grip you. You're not gonna be overtaken by a panic attack, by tremendous anxiety, because you're going to have this emunah that's sort of speak going to carry you through the situation. So he continues like this. He says, "Ule ha'amar," based upon what we said above, that this interplay between emunah and bitachon, emunah bitachon achasi, really it comes out that they're one and the same. Rak ha'emunah hi ha'mabra kol yishal ba'aleho. The difference between them, and this is very important, is that his definition right now, he's going to tell you exactly how emunah and bitachon are defined. He says, "You want to know what the difference is between the two of them? They're really the same thing." But emunah hi ha'mabra kol yishal ba'aleho. Is emunah is the general outlook of the person. Bitachon is the way that he applies emunah to himself. So emunah is the general belief that a person has. For example, that Hashem is running the world and that everything that happens happens from Hashem. Bitachon is taking that idea and applying it to you specifically, that when I'm in a situation, Hashem is running that situation. When I need a Yeshua, Hashem is the one that could bring that Yeshua. When something happens in my life, I recognize that that is really being orchestrated by Hashem. So emunah is more on a macro level, and bitachon is the same idea, but on a very micro personal level. Emunah relates to halacha, he means like the intellectual level. And bitachon is more practical. So what's an example of this? Let's say you have someone who learns the halachas of saying Kiddush on Shabbos, and he knows every aspect of the halacha. He knows what type of yayin to use. He knows the size of the kais, how much he has to drink, so on. So, although that knowledge is valuable, but it only, he says here, will only be to his detriment if he intentionally doesn't make Kiddush on Shabbos. Similarly, a person can have absolute clarity in an intellectual level that Hashem exists, but the question is, does he put that into practice? Does he apply that when he faces a personal challenge? So there's more at the abstract. And then there's the more where it's literally you're applying it and you're activating it and you're relating to it specifically in your life, in your personal situations. And that's what he's saying. Emunah is more intellectually, is more knowledge of, like he said, knowledge of the halachos. I understand the guidelines, but what happens when I'm in a tough situation? Do I immediately throw out the rule book and I panic? So that's bitachon. Bitachon is bechinas hamais, is actually putting it into action. And he basically lays this out. He says it. He says it's much easier to have bitachon in Hashem when things are great, when it's not critical to have that bitachon. How difficult it is when you're in a challenge, when you really need bitachon the most. That's when it's the most challenging to have it. It's easy for a person to express his commitment to bitachon verbally. Why? Because that's theoretical, it's not practical. He says when everything is great, when you're living a idyllic life, when you're living a life where everything is great and fine. So he says, yeah, then you could walk the walk, but the question is, I'm sorry, then you could talk the talk, but the question is, can you really walk the walk when it matters? And yamim, as many days go by, humatas atzmai, a person comes to delude himself. Humatas acherim, and not only that, he deludes others into believing. He amnam Allah al-bnei gila, that he is advanced. He's already accomplished more in the area of bitachon than others. The midas habitachon, v'la midas hadavar. But the truth is, mishamesh b'midazu, that he is using his imagined midah of bitachon, la'atavas chalomis nimim ala asad akamas, to create these dreams of the future, which are in fact hidden. Meaning like this, he's basically, it's a way of saying the guy's living in La La Land. This guy basically walks around, and when everything is great, he's there telling you that you need to have bitachon, and he has bitachon, and if anything should happen, and he literally says everything that you would want to hear from someone who's a Baal bitachon. He literally has it all. He knows all the lingo, the proper things to say, the way that the Chavis Alvavos talks, the Beis Halevi, right? He knows all of it. But the problem is that that's all on an intellectual level. And so a person starts to get deluded into thinking, you know, I learned all these lessons, and I have all these ideas, so I must be that I'm holding at the level. But the problem is that you're really deluding yourself into believing that you're holding there when you're not. Just because you are aware of the concepts doesn't necessarily mean that you can be able to put it into practice when you need it. He says, I'll give you a test to determine whether your mind and your heart are aligned, which means that the bitachon that you, quote unquote, have learned, has actually inculcated into yourself, and by teichu b'emes, whether the bitachon is really there, or you trained your mouth to chirp like a bird, oh, bitachon, bitachon, but you really didn't implement it or implant it, rather, in your heart. Kasha, what is it? Kasha, nifkash b'mikra adarish bitachon. When you encounter a situation that requires bitachon, v'asha b'shah zu, this is when you need bitachon to guide you, whether it's to cure him, to heal him. At this time, does he turn to bitachon and trust in Hashem? Or at this time, when he should be calling on his bitachon, he doesn't turn to Hashem. He turns to the arrogant and runs after falsehood. To basically, he's looking for alternative ways to help him get out of his situation. So that is the way that you can tell. That's the test that you can run to determine if a person really is holding on the level. Is you learn bitachon, and obviously there's no way to get to implementing it unless you learn it. So you obviously have to learn it. So, but once you learn it and you talk about it, the way to know is you see when you're in a situation, do you immediately lose control of all your senses? You start to panic. And I'm not, again, we've talked about this many times. We're not talking about the initial panic that a person gets. Loyalena, we should never be in that situation. But if someone goes to a doctor and they get a very bad prognosis about something, or rather a diagnosis about something, the first thing I think in a person's head, many people's head, is panic. They immediately panic and they think the worst thoughts. That's uncontrollable. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about 10 minutes later, an hour later, a day later, what are you doing? Are you starting to panic and you're literally in tears to the point where you think your situation is hopeless and you're going to start now, whether it's financial or whether it's medically, you're going to do all the hishtadlis that you need to do but completely disregarding Hashem's role in bringing you this tzara and potentially the one to take you out of it? Or do you properly turn to Hashem and recognize his involvement? And he says, that's how you determine it. He says, when you're in the tough situation, are you falling back on the lessons that you've been speaking and that you've been learning to utilize them and actually put them into play? Or are you simply dropping them and basically looking in false directions or going basically where your heart pushes you without actually bringing a Kadosh Baruch Hu into the equation? That is really the line of demarcation of whether the bitachon has made a difference in a person's heart. And two things to remember. First of all, emuna, his definition of emuna and bitachon, emuna is more macro level. And bitachon is taking that macro and applying it to you. And the second thing is to always remember that I don't remember. Okay, whatever. But sorry to I lost my train of thought. Okay, but we'll end it here. Essentially, you have to do the work basically when times are good, so that you can use these tools when you're in a tough situation to be able to bring it out and to be able to have it in your tool chest. Oh, I remember the second thing I wanted to say. The second thing I wanted to say is that remember what he said earlier, is that there's levels. It's not an all or nothing. It's not yes or no. It's not black and white. There are levels, which means that maybe for let's call it from 1 to 10, 10 being the worst. Maybe if you get news or you're put in a situation that's a level 5, you can utilize bitachon. But if you get to level 10, you're panicking. Okay, that's still something. It's not like it's all or nothing. So it's something to remember that, and there's always room to grow. So it's not just, oh, I didn't get it, or it's not working for me, so therefore I'm going to give up on it completely. No, if you learn Musar and you learn about Bitachon, it's going to make a difference. It may not get you all the way. You may need have additional work to do, but at the end of the day, it's going to help you in some aspects. All right, we'll stop here. Mitzvah Shem, continue tomorrow.